This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 64 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. The beginning of a really nice day. Partly sunny, high today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow mostly sunshine with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. You will notice that there's a common thread through all of those days in the forecast. No mention of any rain. Isn't that refreshing? And the temperature's not really that hot either. We'll get to the drill that took place on the UNC campus yesterday, and we'll certainly talk a lot about the College World Series. But first, this just in. Councilmember Gene Peace announced early this morning he will not be seeking re-election to the Chapel Hill Town Council. In a message sent to WCHL, Gene Peace cites family commitments on the West Coast, an increased workload at his company, Capital Analytics, Inc., a second book due to his publisher for his decision. He served on the council for 4 years. His term ends at the end of the year. Peace served on many different advisory boards before being elected to the council. He was chair of the Citizens Budget and Finance Committee in 2004 through 2005, president of the Chapel Hill Public Library Foundation from 2006 through 2009, and vice chair of the Horace Williams Citizens Committee from 2005 to 2006, among others. This announcement makes two seats open without incumbents, as Lauren Easton previously announced she won't be seeking a re-election this year either. Sally Green, who was appointed by special election to fill the seat left vacant by Penny Rich, will seek re-election. Of course, she was elected before. So, it is a rather complicated picture for the Chapel Hill Town Council. Again, repeating, Councilmember Gene Peace announced early today to WCHL that he will not be seeking re-election to the Chapel Hill Town Council. UNC's emergency drill on Wednesday simulated a shooting and hostage situation at Davis Library on the campus. The exercise brought together law enforcement from across Orange County with the goal of testing the response procedures in the event of a real situation. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more on the story.
Other events that's happened throughout the United States and the world happens, it just kind of puts a more of an emphasis on to ensure that we're doing this training and keeping up to date how we think about managing a crisis such as this.
That's Lieutenant Tom Twitty of the UNC Department of Public Safety. UNC DPS worked alongside the Chapel Hill Police Department, the Carborough Police Department, Orange County Emergency Services, and the Chapel Hill Fire Department in the drill Wednesday morning. Actors portrayed gunmen, hostages, and victims to simulate an actual emergency on campus. Chief Jeff McCracken, Director of Public Safety at UNC, says communication is one of the most important factors in a crisis situation. He says it's essential for law enforcement to communicate internally between agencies and also to be able to relay information to the public.
If this incident happened at the time of year that we're in right now, the residence halls are occupied, but they're not occupied by our regular students. Most of them are occupied by campers. So what does that mean as far as the differences in our ability to communicate with families and that kind of thing?
McCracken says though they have an all-hazards plan in place, changing conditions make its implementation difficult at times.
So that was something that we had not dealt with before that we had to work through today, which was helpful because we have a very robust camp season every year. So we have to be able to deal with that.
Randy Young of UNC DPS explains the story began with an officer getting shot in Davis Library, and then the gunman also shot 10 others. Around 170 people participated in the exercise.
We work with them in theoretical situations, but really this is the best way to know how we're going to react and what roles people play if a real-life emergency were to emerge.
UNC began doing drills like this after the Columbine shooting. The last simulation drill took place at the Outdoor Education Center several years ago. They've also had in-house planning discussions called tabletop drills, where they come up with a scenario and then figure out how it would be handled. EnviroSafe, a company that helps agencies in crisis preparedness, observed the drill and then gave feedback following the exercise. EnviroSafe worked with Ron Campbell, UNC's Emergency Management Director, to set up the scenario. Derek Duggins of EnviroSafe says it's a success anytime a university and local law enforcement agencies come together to exercise their emergency plans and procedures.
very pleased at the turnout and the folks that that did participate in the exercise as far as the agencies. But overall, the objectives today that the planning team for the university, as well as the other community partners and our internal team put together, were met, and we were able to evaluate the processes and plans in accordance to what the university was wanting.
Twitty says emergency planning exercises are a key part of the university's efforts to enhance campus safety.
We'll talk about it, and there'll be some good things that come out of it, and there'll be some things that we need to improve on, and that's why you do them.
UNC will update its communication plans based on the information learned during the emergency drill today, as well as the test of the emergency siren system conducted each semester. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A week after the State Court of Appeals upheld Chapel Hill's ability to enforce its towing laws, a Carrboro resident has filed a complaint against Barnes Towing for violating the town code. Among the rules that Josh Arendt, the man in question, is accusing Barnes Towing of violating is exceeding the maximum $100 fine and not accepting payment by credit or debit card. Arendt says his car was towed out of the Carmel Mall parking lot after he went to a nearby shop not served by the lot. Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton says multiple complaints have been filed against multiple towing companies in Carrboro, but town officials didn't know to what authority they had to respond.
With the recent decision in Georgia's Towing versus Town of Chapel Hill, I think it's clear that we do have the power to act.
The Superior Court ruled that Chapel Hill's towing regulations, including maximum fines, easily accessible lots, and acceptance of credit and debit cards, were unconstitutional. This made towns like Carrboro unsure of what enforceable power they had until the Court of Appeals' overruling decision came along. Now, to act upon town code violations by towing companies, Mayor Chilton says the town has to first get a complaint from a citizen.
When we get complaints, we're definitely taking them seriously and investigating them.
And now, of course, there is a complaint. Barnes Towing released a statement saying they don't violate the town code and they're unaware of Arendt's case. In April, the Chapel Hill Public Library opened its newly expanded facility at 100 Library Drive, just off Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. 1 month ago, Susan Brown took over as director of the library and says she has a vision for the modern space. Currently, the library is only operating 54 hours a week. But with the 2013-2014 budget, the hours will be extended to 64 hours a week. That's 10 hours more, but still four short of where they were before the expansion took place. Brown says she and the library staff have a two-phase plan to strategically increase the hours based on what the people want.
We're hearing from council and from our constituents and stakeholders that weekend hours are super important.
The first phase will most likely increase the weekend, but the second phase will not be for a couple of months so that the staff can put adequate time into planning for the next step. With a new facility that more than doubled the old library space, it has received praise for the way it looks. But while Brown says she loves it, she says it's about more than just what you can see.
The building is in some ways the least important piece of it. It's more about who's using us and what we're doing and the impact that we're making.
The Chapel Hill Library has been adjusting to the new facility and staffing. However, Brown says the transition to the space isn't complete.
I think we're still in that sort of figuring it all out and tweaking some workflows and procedures.
The Chapel Hill Public Library is currently in its summer reading session, and Brown says the staff is glad to help anyone find what they're looking for while also offering computers and digital media labs. You can hear the full interview between Brown and WCHL News Director Rand Northam by viewing this story on our website, chapelbrow.com. It will also air in full this week on the Saturday morning at WCHL, beginning at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. You can also find a link to the library's website there on our website, chapelbrow.com. A Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board will discuss school culture, stress, and student discipline at tonight's meeting. Superintendent Tom Forsella writes in a memo to the board that a disproportionate number of minority students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City schools face discipline or suspension. School officials will review data on race and discipline with an eye to crafting new policies designed to end the disparity. In addition, school board members will review the results of a student-led survey of juniors and seniors that highlights academic pressure in the district's high schools. The recommendations from that survey include dropping class ranking, holding students more accountable for online courses, and encouraging stress-reducing activities throughout the school day. The board will also review the district's three-year plan for gifted student education. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, Council Chambers at Town Hall. A Civitas Institute study of Moral Monday protesters finds that 98% of those arrested at the state legislature are from North Carolina. Civitas President Francis DeLuca said the conservative think tank wanted to determine who is really involved in these protests. Republican Governor Pat McCrory recently characterized the protesters as outsiders. while Senator Tom Goolsbee, Republican from New Hanover, are described them as angry former hippies. The Civitas Review concluded 80% of the protesters are employed or retired, while 5% are students. More than half are members of the clergy or work in health care or education. The review found 80% of those arrested at the protest organized by the state NAACP are white. 77% are Democrats, with another 21% registered as unaffiliated, 1% Republicans. Governor McCrory has signed a repeal of a landmark act that allowed convicted murderers here in North Carolina to reduce sentences to life in prison if they could prove racial bias. McCrory signed a bill yesterday intended to restart the death penalty in a state that has not executed an inmate since 2006. The Racial Justice Act of 2009 was already weakened last year by restricting the use of statistics to prove prejudice. The bill has bitterly divided Democrats and Republicans. McCrory said in a statement that the original law was so flawed that it's allowed nearly every person on death row to appeal unanimous jury decisions, regardless of race. Democrats argue studies and 2012 court decisions under the act prove institutional bias does exist in jury selection and procedure. WCHL News Time, 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And if the weather holds up the way we think it will, it looks like a great Friday's on the front porch late tomorrow at the Carolina Inn. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here we go with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing some delays on I-40 eastbound right now, right around NC 751, NC 54 as well. So be on the lookout there if you're traveling in that area. Just some slowdowns, no accidents reported at this time. Also 15501 northbound, just past the NC 86 exit, that area, traveling towards NC 54 right around until about Manning Drive. So be on the lookout there as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And thanks very much for all your hard work back in the newsroom all morning.
I bet
it's been kind of a hectic morning back
it
there.
It certainly has. That's what the news is all about.
Exactly. It never stops. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today for 15 to 75% off store-wide during the great summer sale that's going on now through the 4th of July. They will end the sale with their first ever red, white, and blue party at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online to find out more at southernseason.com. It is 64 degrees right now. Partly sunny today. Nice day. High today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. That's a little bit nippy. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 63. And then on Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 85. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Low will be around 65 degrees. And then on Sunday, another pretty good day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. It will be creeping up as far as the temperature is concerned toward the end of the weekend. Between now and then, really, really nice.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We'll talk about Carolina baseball and the College World Series coming up in just a minute here. Carolina Pride Sportswear, a staple store on Franklin Street for almost three decades, closed its doors on Tuesday night. Store manager John Hudson says business took a turn for the worst about a year ago. He says it's partly due to what he calls a down economy on Franklin Street.
I think the foot traffic is nowhere near as great as it used to be. I came here in 71, and I remember it used to take you 5 to 10 minutes to just walk up and down the 100 block at lunchtime.
The store hosted a going-out-of-business sale to clear the remaining stock on Tuesday night. And by yesterday, the store, once full of all things Carolina, was nearly empty. Hudson says competition from four other UNC merchandise stores on Franklin Street, as well as UNC student stores, hurt Carolina Pride's business, making it hard to make ends meet and pay the rent.
I know the landlords have X amount invested, and you know they want X return, so it's a tough spiral. And I would say the worst recession in the last 50 years didn't help us.
Walgreens recently opened down the street, selling less expensive Tar Heel sportswear. Hudson has been the store manager at Carolina Pride for almost 20 years, and seeing the store shut down hasn't been easy.
I've spent an awful lot of my life in this store, so I'm pretty dang sad. So I have a lot of fond memories, and some of those goodbyes were, somewhat difficult.
All right. Also difficult to talk about. News around town this morning, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina has received honors by the AARP and the Society for Human Resource Management as one of the best employers for workers over 50. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina's commitment to creating an all-inclusive culture that celebrates and encourages diversity led to the creation of employee network programs. For workers over 50, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina created the Golden Blues Employee Network, which offers a variety of programs and workshops meant to benefit employees over the age of 50. Innovative programs like the one that they have been using adds them to the list of the top 50 employers for workers over 50. If you'd like more information on the AARP's list of 2013 best employers, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelboro.com. And the music maker Roots and Leaves Music Before the Movies series takes place again this year for the month of June. On Friday night, starting at 6 p.m., the Music Maker Relief Organization keeps alive the many genres of traditional Southern music free of charge. Thanks to the grants from the Strout Foundation, the Mary Biddle Duke Foundation, and Brian Properties, this event is free. The event takes place weekly at the Village Green in the Southern Village community. The past two performances have been From the Delta to the Bayou with Ben Payton and Pat Mother Blues Cohen, and Carolina Blues and Gospel with Boo Hanks and the Branchettes. This Friday, the Music Maker Roots and Leaves will feature Red Rover, Captain Luke, and Big Ron. If you'd like more information on the Music Maker Roots and Leaves, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Well, tonight is the night. It is elimination night again. Tar Heel baseball team in the College World Series. The opponent, a very familiar one, it's North Carolina State. Wolfpack comes in with a 50-15 mark. Tar Heels at 58-11. 58 wins, the most in UNC baseball history. And, of course, North Carolina lost to North Carolina State earlier in this College World Series. North Carolina State coming off a 2-1 loss to UCLA on Tuesday. Carolina comes off a 4-2 win over LSU on Tuesday. And it will be an interesting game tonight. We'll have it for you on WCHL. Our pregame coverage will start at 7 o'clock, a full hour-long pregame show with Aaron Keck right here on WCHL. And right now we have today's comments from Carolina head baseball coach Mike Fox. Carolina head baseball coach Mike Fox joins us now. And coach, well, this Tar Heel baseball team has gone halfway across the country to Omaha, which is certainly a familiar destination for Carolina baseball fans. And again, you got to go all the way out there and then play North Carolina State for the second time in this series. What are your feelings on that, about having another team from just down the road with you there at the College World Series, and you're having to play each other more than once?
Yeah, well, it's just, I mean, you know, it happens in the NCAA tournament, just the way the brackets fall, and you never know who you're going to play when they announce the 64 teams, and it all kind of comes together, and it's something we have no control over. Certainly, yeah, we have no control over the outcome of their games in the bracket and who ends up playing home. So we don't give a lot of thought to it. I mean, obviously we're familiar with each other and we're rivals, but there's a lot more at stake certainly in this game than has ever probably ever been in us playing NC State. And it is what it is. I mean, it adds an extra element to it. But, you know, out here and playing in front of all these people on this stage, I mean, it's about just trying to win, and it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, you're just trying to win to stay out here and trying to move on, and I think that's the way our kids are looking at it.
The Tar Heels and the Wolfpack have played each other four times already this season. Each have won two games, and every Tar Heel fan I know has been saying, I don't mind playing North Carolina State again. I just don't want to have to face Carlos Rodon again, and everybody's saying he may be the best pitcher in the entire country. Who are you starting tonight, and what are your feelings on the possibility of going against Rodon with everything on the line?
Well, we're throwing Hobbs Johnson, and Hobbs pitched very well against NC State in the ACC tournament. And, you know, we think he's going to give us another good outing and give us a chance to win. I do not know, but at this point, I haven't heard who NC State is throwing. So, you know, if it is him, I mean, we've obviously got to do a better job and compete a little bit harder against him. Hopefully, hold him down offensively and take advantage of any opportunities we have to score.
Well, if it is him, he'll be going on only 3 days rest, so maybe that would be a good advantage there as well. But, Coach, no matter what happens from here on out, you're playing again tonight, and of course we'll have it right here on WCHL. What do you have to say about this Carolina baseball team and its character, the way it has put things together all season long?
Well, they've been a special bunch, and you know, I've said many times and several times to them that, you know, I'm having a blast. And, I think all of our coaches and all of our support staff being around this group and, you know, we want it to continue. You know, let's stay on the ride, you know, as long as we can. And I think this team does have a lot of character and, you know, I'm proud of them no matter what. I mean, no matter how all this ends, I mean, we've done something very special, but, you know, we want to try to keep it going and, you know, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to do that.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Go Heels. And let's keep this thing going in the College World Series and bring it all home.
I hear you. Thank you, Ron, for having me on.
That is Coach Mike Fox and Carolina playing North Carolina State again tonight. Game time is 8 o'clock. Our coverage will start at 7 o'clock, hour-long pregame show with Aaron Keck on WCHL. We're broadcasting live on the radio, of course, and streaming live on our website, chapelbro.com. So wherever you are, you can follow the Tar Heels. If you're at a concert or wherever you may happen to be, you're not able to watch the game, you can certainly listen, take along your phone or whatever device you have, and listen to the stream on chapelbro.com. It is 8:28, 28 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Another big sporting event coming up tonight, too.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Spurs had it won, and now they're toast. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. It's why this country has a love affair with its professional and college sports playoffs, because they rarely disappoint, especially when it gets down to the two best teams in a best-of-seven series. The NBA Finals this season has more storylines than a John Grisham novel, from the pressure on the Miami Heat to the precision of unknown, except to us, Danny Green. The Heat are still the team that most people love to hate, unless you come from Florida or are among the few who still idolize LeBron James. He is clearly the best player who dominated Miami's fourth quarter comeback Tuesday night, but he made several mistakes that should have been deadly for his team. Except San Antonio, which played three sensational quarters and then seemingly rallied to pull out the game, made the killer boners at the end. Two missed free throws by two of its better shooters, giving up two offensive rebounds to the Heat when Tim Duncan was sitting on the bench, and then failing to foul someone, anyone, with a three-point lead before the ball went to the corner for the tying basket by the greatest three-ball shooter of all time. It was a game that likely kept all the Spurs and Coach Greg Popovich sleepless in South Beach all night, since they not only should have won, but more so because they may have nothing left for Game 7. The Spurs are older and smarter than the Heat, but their tank may be empty after such a heartbreaking loss. Duncan looked to have injured his heel in the closing minutes, and Tony Parker was so winded that he sat out a couple of key possessions. When a superstar like James messes up, which he did with errant shots and turnovers down the stretch, you just can't keep giving King LeBron more chances. He got Miami within two with a second three-pointer after badly missing seconds earlier. And when he missed again, teammate Chris Bosh was there to snatch the rebound and find Ray Allen in the corner. First, Duncan should have been in the game to contest that rebound, but before then, the Spurs needed to foul Bosh or anyone to avoid the only way they could have lost, a three-pointer that forced overtime. It was intense, high-stakes, dramatic theater, but I'm afraid it was the last act for the aging Spurs. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Majestic Home Goods. It's 43% off, $169 for an indoor or outdoor beanbag lounger, available now for $97. The amazing beanbag chair loungers from Majestic Home will create the perfect lounging spot in or outside of your home and come in a variety of unique prints, patterns, and colors. This offer includes one outdoor or indoor beanbag chair lounger, a machine washable zippered slip cover, and your choice of more than 30 styles and colors. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today. Look for a high today of about 83. Beautiful weather. Love it. Have a great day.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel
PSA
station.
Special report. I'm Dave Barrett.
Got myself a good
Dead at age 51, the former Sopranos star James Gandolfini died from an apparent heart attack in Italy.
Don't just look at me. This is a business. Did you hear what I said?
He played the mob boss Tony Soprano.
You lay a hand on him, and you're going to answer to me. If you can quote the rules, you can obey them. You hear me?
He won 3 Emmys for that role. Lacey Rose with The Hollywood Reporter.
James Gandolfini changed the face of cable television and the face of drama as a whole. There wouldn't be a Walter White, a Don Draper, without Tony Soprano.
In the movies, Gandolfini played Leon Panetta as CIA director in last year's Zero Dark Thirty, the drama about the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Today's New York Times says Gandolfini would work up anger for his Sopranos character by staying up all night. He'd put a rock in his shoe and walk around, saying, "If you're tired, every single thing that somebody does makes you mad." CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A lot of sunshine today. Look for a high today in the low 80s. And no mention of any rain in the forecast. Isn't that nice? Councilmember Gene Peace announced early today to WCHL he will not be seeking re-election to the Chapel Hill Town Council. In a message sent to the radio station, Peace cites family commitments on the West Coast, an increased workload at his company, Capital Analytics, Inc., and a second book due to his publisher for that decision. He served in the council for 4 years. His term ends at the end of this year. Peace served on many different advisory boards before being elected to the council. He was the chair of the Citizens Budget and Finance Committee, president of the Chapel Hill Public Library Foundation, and vice chair of the Horace Williams Citizens Committee, among other responsibilities he had before he was even elected. This announcement makes 2 seats open without incumbents, as Lauren Easton previously announced that she won't be seeking re-election this year either. Sally Green, who was appointed by a special election to fill the seat left vacant by Penny Rich, will seek re-election. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith's first term ends this year as well. He announced he will be running for a second. UNC's emergency drill yesterday on campus simulated a shooting and hostage situation at Davis Library. The exercise brought together law enforcement from across Orange County, all with a goal of testing their response procedures in the event of a real situation. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more.
Other events that's happened throughout the United States and the world happens. It just kind of puts a more of an emphasis on to ensure that we're doing this training and keeping up to date how we think about managing a crisis such as this.
That's Lieutenant Tom Twitty of the UNC Department of Public Safety. UNC DPS worked alongside the Chapel Hill Police Department, the Carborough Police Department, Orange County Emergency Services, and the Chapel Hill Fire Department in the drill Wednesday morning. Actors portrayed gunmen, hostages, and victims to simulate an actual emergency on campus. Chief Jeff McCracken, Director of Public Safety at UNC, says communication is one of the most important factors in a crisis situation. He says it's essential for law enforcement to communicate internally between agencies and also to be able to relay information to the public.
If this incident happened at the time of year mm-hmm. that we're in right now, the residence halls are occupied, but they're not occupied by our regular students. Most mm-hmm. of them are occupied by campers. So what does that mean as far as the differences in our ability to communicate with families and that kind of thing?
McCracken says though they have an all-hazards plan in place, changing conditions make its implementation difficult at times.
So that was something that we had not dealt with before that we had to work through today, which was helpful because we have a very robust camp season every year. So we have to be able to deal with that.
Randy Young of UNC DPS explains the story began with an officer getting shot in Davis Library, and then the gunman also shot 10 others. Around 170 people participated in the exercise.
We work with them in theoretical situations, but really this is the best way to know how we're going to react and what roles people play if a real-life emergency were to emerge.
UNC began doing drills like this after the Columbine shooting. The last simulation drill took place at the Outdoor Education Center several years ago. They've also had in-house planning discussions called tabletop drills, where they come up with a scenario and then figure out how it would be handled. EnviroSafe, a company that helps agencies in crisis preparedness, observed the drill and then gave feedback following the exercise. EnviroSafe worked with Ron Campbell, UNC's Emergency Management Director, to set up the scenario. Derek Duggins of EnviroSafe says it's a success anytime a university and local law enforcement agencies come together to exercise their emergency plans and procedures.
Very pleased at the turnout and the folks that that did participate in the exercise as far as the agencies. But overall, the objectives today that the planning team for the university, as well as the other community partners and our internal team put together, were met, and we were able to evaluate the processes and plans in accordance to what the university was wanting.
Twitty says emergency planning exercises are a key part of the university's efforts to enhance campus safety.
We'll talk about it, and there will be some good things that come out of it, and there will be some things that we need to improve on, and that's why you do them.
UNC will update its communication plans based on the information learned during the emergency drill today, as well as the test of the emergency siren system conducted each semester. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board will talk about school culture, stress, and student discipline at tonight's meeting. Superintendent Tom Forsella writes in a memo to the board that a disproportionate number of minority students in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system face discipline or suspension. School officials will review data on race and discipline with an eye to crafting new policies designed to end the disparity. In addition, school board members will review the results of a student-led survey of juniors and seniors that highlights academic pressure in the district's high schools. The recommendations from that survey include dropping class ranking, holding students more accountable for online courses, and encouraging stress-reducing activities throughout the school day. The board will also review the district's three-year plan for gifted student education. The board meets tonight, 7 o'clock, in council chambers at Town Hall. The North Carolina Senate is sending a tax overhaul plan tentatively approved last week back to committee for changes. Lawmakers in the chamber pulled the proposal from their schedule yesterday and returned the measure to the Finance Committee. Final passage of the bill was already delayed on Tuesday for private meetings between the Senate and the House to settle differences between the tax overhauls proposed by those two chambers. The Senate plan goes farther than the House to cut corporate and income taxes. The Senate plan also eliminates housing deductions, phases out exemptions for nonprofits, and takes more money away from local governments, which have warned that they would have to raise taxes or cut services. It's not yet known when the bill will be heard in committee. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is urging leaders in the state education system to devise ways to boost teacher pay and college graduation rates, despite years of deep cuts to per-pupil funding for public education. In a statement issued yesterday, the Republican governor laid out five pathways for education, including such goals as getting businesses to hire more graduates, making reading and math a joy for every child, and expanding charter schools. North Carolina Association of Educators President Rodney Ellis responded that he would like to see McCrory's stated ambitions reflected in actual budgets and legislation. Ellis said North Carolina teacher salaries currently ranked 46th in the nation. With proposals now under consideration at the GOP-controlled legislature to increase class sizes, eliminate teacher assistants, and cut pay for teachers with master's degrees. WCHL News Time, 8:39. 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Fred Black has today's commentary, and that's up next.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. Start your summer vacation with a wow and a new 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. They promise you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional, you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoy.
Wow.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $46.54 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $549 dog fee. Based on MSRP of $37,417. And selling price of $38,300. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance, does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 center of excellence and volume leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty.
Wow.
Performance BMW, ChapelHill.com.
Did you know you may qualify to have your dog or cat fixed for free or at a reduced rate? If your household is either low or moderate income, you might qualify to have your pet spayed or neutered at no charge. Do your part to control the pet population. To learn more about this program, please call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387, extension 224.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Jeff Kennedy. I've been practicing dentistry in Chapel Hill since 1984. And one of the dentists of the Kennedy Dental Group, along with Dr. Dick Wagner and Leland Webb. In our office, we're thinking about what is unique and where our philosophy falls. And we came up with the term of practical dentistry. That's what we feel like we try to practice each day. It's based on the notion that we want all of our patients first and foremost to be healthy and then to keep them healthy. And one of the things we try to consider when we see patients, even on routine exams, is to look for things like oral cancers or any kind of non-complaint issues. In fact, each year about 40,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with either oral cancer or pharyngeal cancers, and it's a real tragedy because most of those cancers are not particularly hard to treat, but they tend to be discovered too late. Right now we're up on the west end of Franklin Street, but we knew that there was a change in store, and when the old WCHL building was on the market, just felt like it was meant to be. It's directly across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center. They can look us up at kennedydentalgroup.com. They can call our office number at 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
8:43, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. One of my favorite quotes comes from Frederick Douglass. He tells us it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. A broken man who really is just past childhood was sentenced in Orange County Court to life without the possibility of parole for his role in the murder of Eve Carson. When he told the judge that nobody's perfect and everybody makes mistakes, it was clear to me that he missed a lot of lessons along the way that might have helped mold his character. Mistake? Dialing the wrong phone number is a mistake. Murder is not a mistake. Not one of us is perfect, but thankfully our imperfections do not cause most of us to go out and murder someone. When the prosecutor says that he, quote, was a person that couldn't be rehabilitated, and I really do think he's one of the most dangerous people I've encountered in my 25 years as a prosecutor, unquote, you have to listen to that. So what are we as a community to do to ensure that we can build strong children and have fewer broken men to repair? In addition to all the programs and activities that might have an impact, I believe that we as individuals must also lend our voices to proclaim that enough is enough. We must act. We collectively must do what's necessary to get control of all this crime. No, we aren't perfect, and yes, we all make mistakes, but we can't afford to make the mistake of letting more children reach the point of being men. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever keeping us doing it right, Ron.
All right, 8:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. Let me tell you what's happening tonight. A lot happening tonight. First of all, we've got the NBA Championship Series. Danny Green and the San Antonio Spurs going against LeBron James and the Miami Heat. That'll be... a lot of people will be paying attention to that. In addition to that, Carolina playing baseball tonight. We'll have it for you on WCHL. Game time, 8 o'clock between Carolina and NC State. Our coverage will begin at 7 o'clock, a special hour-long pregame show with Aaron Keck, bringing it up to date on the Tar Heels and getting you ready for the game. And we'll have it for you on WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelbrew.com. So I'll be out there at the Sweet Carolina Concert Series tonight, emceeing that show, which I dearly love those shows. And tonight we have the Catalinas for you from 6:30 until 9 p.m. You might see a lot of people out there watching the show and listening to the music, but also maybe with their phone up to their ear listening to the Carolina game on the radio as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a really active night, and luckily we have good weather on the way, clear skies on the way. We have the full forecast coming up for you next on WCHL with Traffic and Weather Together.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where fathers get a free dessert today with the purchase of two entrees. Yep, I know it's a few days after Father's Day, but they're still doing this. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is the perfect place where you can go and watch the Heels in the College World Series. You could do it inside or on one of the two patios at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, located in the East 54 Shopping Center. It's been a pretty good morning as far as traffic is concerned. Some of the usual congestion, but nothing really out of the ordinary that much during the day. Anytime if you experience any unusual delays or witness any accidents, anything like that that would change traffic patterns around the area, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Let us know, and we will be glad to pass along the word to everybody else. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny today. It's going to start to warm up here soon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s again. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 60s. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low 65. And then on Sunday, still a little bit warmer, highs in the upper 80s, but partly cloudy skies. And all in all, pretty good weekend. We're not expecting any real possibility of any rain until probably the middle of next week if things continue the way they are right now. So let's just hope that forecast holds up. It's 8:50, 10 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream Service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning.
7 a.m.
Guaranteed, or it's free. Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m. Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point.
Dream
Service. South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed in Chapel Hill is open 365 days a year. Their friendly clinical staff are here to treat your entire family for any unexpected medical need. FastMed is convenient, affordable, quick, and they accept most insurance. FastMed, located at the corner of East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
The Orange County Municipal Solid Waste Landfill will permanently close on June 30th. There will be no more disposal of regular trash after June 30th, so it is more important than ever to recycle all you can. Solid Waste Convenience Centers provide a full suite of solid waste and recycling services for residents only. The landfill will still accept construction and demolition waste and separated metal, mattresses, appliances, tires, electronics, clean wood, and yard waste. The hazardous waste collection will continue to serve Orange County residents and small businesses. For more details, call 968-2788.
WCHL and the town of Chapel Hill invite you to discover the new 140 West Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. Located at 140 West Franklin Street, the new outdoor plaza is designed to enhance the natural charm unique to downtown Chapel Hill. Every Wednesday in June features Live at Lunch, an intimate music and art series as backdrop to your midday meal. Fridays on Franklin on the 2nd and 4th Fridays from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. features live entertainment to kick off your weekends in downtown Chapel Hill. More information at townofchapelhill.org/140West.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
We got a great Yiddish word as our word of the day today from Wayne Pond. If you can call me and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it, I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Wayne's Word. Call me right now. 919-929-WCHL. You can be a winner.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Judith Swayze is a nurse practitioner with UNC's Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center. She's today's WCHL hometown hero. She started a program called Soul Sisters.
I'm a nurse practitioner, and I work with the Department of Surgery and Division of Surgical Oncology.
I'm sure that it is a really challenging job and a really difficult job emotionally sometimes, but it really is rewarding, I know.
Well, it is, and I enjoy it. And, of course, many of my patients also are participating in the program.
And exactly what is the Soul Sisters program?
The Soul Sisters program is really a beginner exercise program for women, and any woman in the community can join. We assume that people coming are not doing any regular exercise, so we get them started and hopefully keep them motivated to keep going after we're done with the program.
Judith Swayze founded the program. How did it all get started?
Well, I actually had done a similar program when I lived in upstate New York. It was called Hearts and Souls in that area, and it was exactly the same. It was a beginner progressive exercise program just for women. And we did a goal race, a 5K race, that was in Albany, New York at that time. So when I came here, I thought it would be probably a good idea to try it here in this community, and the Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center supported that idea, and off we went with it.
And Judith says
this with the Soul Sisters program, there's a lot of evidence that these women continue the exercise program after the 14-week period is over.
We do. We have a very, very good maintenance rate. It's probably higher than the average if you look at national numbers for beginner exercisers. They do get a follow-up questionnaire at 6 months from completing the program, and that's how I track if they're still exercising or not.
All of this culminates in Susan G. Komen Triangle Race for the Cure, is that right?
That's right. That's our goal race. And so in addition to participating as a team, we also do fundraising for the race.
And you've raised quite a lot of money over the years.
We have. We didn't start doing the fundraising in an organized fashion until probably about 5 years ago. But we have always placed in the top 10 teams out of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of teams.
Judith Swayze, founder of the program, nurse practitioner at UNC's Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile. No matter the brand, we promise.
Congratulations to John Paul McClellan. Haven't heard from John Paul in a while. The word of the day is Megillah, M-E-G-I-L-L-A-H. It's Yiddish. It means long and tedious account. Megillah, our word of the day. John Paul gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
The new season at Carolina Performing Arts is coming with a celebration of artistic excellence and extraordinary, engaging experiences. Tickets, while they last, are on sale now. CPA Executive Director, Emil Kang.
Our 13-14 season is much more of a whirlwind, transporting you to many different corners of the world, inspiring you to engage with the finest artists from around the world and to some unexpected, exciting places.
September through April will be a season to remember, an experience you won't want to miss at Memorial Hall.
The work that these artists do, they reveal, I think, a little bit about ourselves and about our own journey. And of course, we invite you to be part of that experience.
Build your own ticket packages, and single tickets are now on sale. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org. The best seats are going fast and will soon disappear.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you'll have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Majestic Home Goods. It's 43% off, $169 for an indoor or outdoor beanbag lounger, available now for $97. The amazing beanbag chair loungers from Majestic Home will create the perfect lounging spot in or outside of your home and come in a variety of unique prints, patterns, and colors. This offer includes one outdoor or indoor beanbag chair lounger, a machine washable zippered slip cover, and your choice of more than 30 styles and colors. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Good morning. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny today. High today about 83 degrees. Tonight, clear skies. Great for the concert tonight. Low tonight in the upper 50s.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.